This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Root is in the house. The Root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, live, raw, and unedited, unfiltered, unapologetic. Lee Elsie, thanks for a great hour number one, as always. Love you, Lee. Lee Elsie, of course, in WJJF in New London, Connecticut, and throughout the state of Connecticut. I think he's on like five stations. The whole state of Connecticut should be renamed Elsie Etiquette. Elsie Etiquette, I like that name. And I'm on those five stations as well, so we're both lighting up the state of Connecticut. And, of course, New York, Long Island, New York, Montauk, Suffolk County, Nassau County. You reach all the way across the Long Island Sound as well and all those super stations that they own in Connecticut. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hosting our number one. Breaking news. The White House formally tells Pelosi and the Democrats to pound sand. Trump and the Trump campaign and the Trump White House will not cooperate with the impeachment probe because they call it illegitimate. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's great. And also, breaking news, Trey Gowdy has changed his mind, and he's going to join the Trump anti-impeachment team. Trey Gowdy has agreed to join it, according to Bloomberg News. He once chaired the House Oversight Committee and the Select Committee on Benghazi. He'll be joining President Donald Trump's legal team to fight the impeachment inquiry. Previous reports had suggested that Gowdy declined to run for re-election and turned down the offer to join the White House anti-impeachment efforts, but he is now joining forces with Donald Trump, and that's a guy I like to have on my side. So that's great news. White House defying the impeachment process in a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They're announcing, I'm telling you, they're coming after you, man. Nancy and her son Paul and Biden and his son Hunter and the whole Democratic Party, the Clintons and the Obamas, they're coming after you. Breaking exclusive, Pelosi Democrats changed the House rules on impeachment on the day the whistleblower complaint was filed and pulled authority away from the full House. Now, that's the headline, and as I read this, I guarantee you I know what it means. It means instead of the full House being involved, it's only Democrat leadership involved. Can you imagine how weird that is? You could impeach somebody only with one side. The other side isn't allowed to participate in any way, shape, or form. House impeachment rules updated on August 12, 2019, the exact same day that the partisan CIA whistleblower filed his complaint. Wow. We now have the exact changes that were made from the previous version, and the most obvious change, Pelosi moved responsibility and control of the entire impeachment process from the entire House of Representatives to the House Judiciary Committee. There you go. Is that Schiff or is that Nadler? I don't know which nutcase runs the House Judiciary. One of those two. Maybe both. Two crazy people, Schiff and Nadler. Insane, crazy, communist, anti-American, Trump derangement syndrome, mentally ill victims. Unbelievable. Scary. Schiff oversees the Democrat Intelligence Committee, not Judiciary. So it must be Jerry Nadler, another nutcase, who's eaten himself into oblivion. You ever stop eating, Jerry? Can't you picture Jerry? I hate Trump. I hate that man. He weighs 800 pounds. Now he's 900. He's become a whale. He's going to explode. Gerald Nadler eats all day long. And Elizabeth Warren doubles down on the claim. She was once fired for being pregnant. Did you hear about this one? Warren told the town hall crowd that she lost her teaching job in the 70s because she was pregnant. And, you know, men all hate pregnant women. We're just all terrible. We're all sexist. She just threw some man under the bus. She got fired because she was pregnant. However, in a YouTube clip posted in January of 2008, she gives a completely different reason for why she left her job. She said, I was in a public school system. I work with children with disabilities. I did it for a year, and then that summer I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate. And she had to return to graduate school to take extra courses in education. Wow. Look, how do you know a Democrat is lying? Their mouth is moving. That's how you know. Here's another great story. Oh, this is a great day. Oh, I love days like this. Story after story after story. Good, good stuff. Ukraine whistleblower had professional relationship with 2020 Democrat. The intelligence community inspector general testified Friday, this was on Friday, to congressional investigators that the so-called whistleblower who mischaracterized President Donald Trump's call with the leader of Ukraine had a previous professional relationship with a 2020 Democrat candidate. The IG worked or had some type of professional relationship with one of the Democratic candidates. A second source revealed what Atkinson said was the whistleblower self-disclosed he was a registered Democrat and had a prior working relationship with a current 2020 Democrat presidential candidate. Wow. Atkinson did not reveal the Democrat presidential candidate's identity or touch on the nature of the working relationship. I wonder if it was a working relationship similar to the one that Willie Brown had with, what's your name? I wonder. Kamala Harris. That was an interesting working relationship. One was on top, the other was on the bottom. I wonder if that's the kind of relationship they had. It's just, it's incredible, folks. Incredible what you're seeing here. And by the way, John Durham expands his investigation. The timeline now is going to include the 2016 election and spying on Trump from 2016 to the spring of 2017. U.S. Attorney John Durham, I call him Bull Durham, he's a bulldog, and he's working directly for Barr, the Attorney General, and I hear they got surprises up the yin-yang for the Democratic Party. He recently expanded his probe into the Obama administration spying on candidate Donald Trump. He's now looking at evidence up to the launch of the Mueller special counsel. This story was broken this afternoon on Fox News. He's reviewing the origins of the 2016 counterintelligence investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign, and he's probing a wider timeline than previously known, according to multiple senior administration officials. However, based on what he's been finding, Durham has expanded his investigation, adding agents and resources. So this is just like a special investigator or special counselor. They didn't give it that title, but it's just like it. This guy has unlimited money, unlimited authority. The power and weight of the United States government behind him. And this guy's fighting on our behalf instead of against our president and his own administration. And by the way, Republican representative introduces a resolution to expel Nancy Pelosi from Congress. Oh, I love you. Louisiana Representative Ralph Abraham. I love you, Ralph. I'm not gay, but I swear I love you as much as a straight man can love another straight man. Louisiana Republican Representative Ralph Abraham has introduced legislation to expel Speaker Nancy Pelosi from the House of Representatives. He accuses Pelosi of a vicious crusade against President Trump. Nancy Pelosi's vicious crusade against our lawfully elected president is nothing more than a politically motivated witch hunt, and it must be stopped, Abraham said. She has disgraced the people's house and weaponized the Speaker's gavel for her own party's gain. House Democrats spent nearly 3 years obsessed with election meddling, only to dwarf any such efforts with their own deceitful plan to nullify the 2016 election and prevent President Trump from winning in 2020. I've introduced a resolution calling for her to be expelled from the House and for the Speaker's office to be vacated. Yeah, we know that's not happening. Obviously, Democrats get to vote on it, so it will never happen. But I just love the fact that you've done that. Ralph Abraham, good job. U.S. Congressman, Louisiana, Republican. And Hillary Clinton says, don't tempt me. She taunts Donald Trump. Trump dared her to join the 2020 race. And Hillary responds by saying, don't tempt me. I like the picture they got of her. She looks like she has the body of a 120-year-old woman who's an inch away from, you know, the grave. And I mean that in only the nicest of ways. But she looks very sick. She does not look like a well woman. and I wish her well. Please don't quote me as saying anything other than I wish her well, but she, I'm making an honest response. She looks very sickly, and her body looks so thin, and her head looks way too big for an incredibly shrinking body. Something is very wrong with Hillary. And it's just sad to see. I don't see how you could run for president when you're sick like this. She's very sickly, obviously. And I was the one who said in the 2016 race, I feel bad for her, but I think she's got some sort of disease like Parkinson's disease. I believe the tip-off, if I remember correctly, I'm doing this off the top of my head. I do every show, you know, with no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no producer telling me what to say. Nobody tells me what to say, and I do it all off the top of my head. With a photographic memory of what I remember from 20 years ago and 10 years ago and a year ago, you know, 20,000 articles ago. But I remember in 2016, there was some situation where she had pushed hard with the FDA, I guess it was, to make sure a certain drug would come quickly to the market, and it was a Parkinson's drug, and all of us speculated. I had guests on my show who were medical experts and doctors and surgeons, and they all speculated that it must be because she has Parkinson's, because she looks like she has every single symptom of Parkinson's, and here she was pushing the FDA to bring a Parkinson's drug quickly to, you know, skip trial and bring it right to the market so she could use it. So, I mean, she's only sicker than she was in 2016. She's older. Her body's got to be weaker. She looks awful. She looks awful. Can I give you some advice, Hillary? Nice advice. I mean this really well. I'm a vitamin guy. I'm a fitness expert. I'm a guy who works out 2 hours a day every day. I'm on the Cinegenics program, which changed my life. And I got to tell you, just go home, retire, play with your grandkids, try and get stress out of your life, meditate every day, pray every day, take a walk in the woods in Chappaqua every day. Your body cannot take a run for President of the United States. You won't even make it through the campaign. Just some nice advice from Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work.
work.
I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and I'm going to be a nice Wayne Allen Root here because I want to say something nice about Bernie Sanders. I can't stand the guy's politics. I think he's a commie. I think he's disgusting. I think he's anti-American. But I certainly wish him well in the private world. I hope he never becomes president of the United States, but I hope he recovers from his heart attacks and goes on to have a wonderful long life as a grandfather, just like I wish for Hillary Clinton, just like I wish for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But now his daughter-in-law dies. Bernie Sanders' daughter-in-law dies at age 46 from cancer. The daughter-in-law of Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has died. Rain Riggs was 46. She died Saturday, the day Sanders returned to Vermont after suffering a heart attack. Her obituary says she was diagnosed with cancer, which I think means endocrine, means thyroid cancer, I guess. So whatever the reason was, it's a terrible thing. I lost my mom and dad 28 days apart to cancer. Doesn't matter if I love or hate your politics. Doesn't matter if I love or hate you. Even if I hate you as a person, I don't wish anybody to ever have someone they love die from cancer or to die themselves from cancer. And I just wish Bernie Sanders well. What a rough week he's had. He's gone from a heart attack to his daughter-in-law dying. Just a terrible week. And we wish him well. Wish him well. Politics has to fall below human beings and the way we treat human beings. Politics is not something that transcends being a human being. Somebody dies, I feel terrible for him. All right, AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to have a blast, I've been talking about this since June. And here it is, this week, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Miami, Florida. I'm flying there on Friday. I won't be on the air. Lee Elsie will be filling in for me on Friday, and I'll be I will not be on Newsmax TV on Friday either. I'll be in the air flying to Miami, Florida. And And I will be landing Friday night, and then Saturday I've got my speech at 11:30 at AmFest 19. Headline speakers, Wayne Allyn Root, of course, yours truly, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and acting legend Robert Davi. But it's more than just speeches at a political event. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. A lot of my friends are going, by the way. My buddy Richie just texted me earlier today and said, I'm going there on Thursday and I'm coming home on the same flight as you on Sunday. So lots of people headed there from Las Vegas on my flagship station, KBET, here in Vegas. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. You have no idea how beautiful Miami is this time of year. It's gorgeous. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, AmericanPriority.com. All right. One of the great things about Trump, and I mean the great things, we need to celebrate this guy. He suspends entry into the United States to anyone who can't pay their own medical bills. Isn't that wonderful? You know, most of us in the middle class in America can't pay our own medical bills. If tomorrow we got hit by a truck and multiple members of our family was hurt or killed, could you pay for the medical bills? You'd owe 20% of $1 million or 20% of $2 million. What if you were paralyzed the rest of your life's millions in medical bills? 20% of millions is still $1 million. None of us could afford our health insurance, and none of us could afford the deductible, and none of us could afford the co-pays. So why would I let people in the country who are going to have huge financial burden placed on us? Because they can't pay any of their medical bill. I mean, this is the Democratic Party. They want free health insurance to pay for everything for illegal aliens entering the country that have no right to even be here. And, of course, they wouldn't make anyone illegal. It's up to them. There'd be no illegal aliens. So every person entering the country, they'd wave them in and give them free health care. And I've said it before on this show, that if you let everybody in the world in, if you announce that you're giving free health care to everyone in the world that comes in, everyone in the world will come in. But certainly all the world sick and tired and old will come in. Because once you're past 70, your life's nothing but medical bills. You know, I'm Jewish. I have typical Jewish uncles. And they're all dead now, so it's okay for me to make fun of them. They won't hear me. All my Jewish uncles, you have a conversation with them. How are you? Oh, I was at the doctor yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that. That's all they ever talk about is being sick. Did you ever hear two old Jewish people speaking? I was sick yesterday. I'm sick tomorrow. I'll be sick the next day. I'll go to this doctor yesterday. I'll go to that doctor tomorrow. That's all they talk about. So obviously, once you get old, it's nothing but medical bills. Thank God, right? I'm going to say something liberal. Thank God for Medicare. I don't know what these people do without Medicare. But if you let all the world's old people in who never paid into Medicare, who never paid into Social Security, who never paid taxes in their lives, and the day they get there, they have $1 million problem, our country goes bankrupt. And Trump's saying, no, you can't come in if you can't pay your own health care bill. Let's take care of Americans first.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House has signaled they will block any cooperation with the House's impeachment inquiry, calling Democrats' efforts illegitimate and dangerous, setting up a constitutional clash with Congress. In a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the three committee chairs leading the impeachment probe, the White House counsel all but declared the Trump administration will refuse to engage with a process it considers constitutionally invalid. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking to reporters in Vermont, says he will release his medical records after last week's heart attack.
We've always planned to release them, and we have more medical records, obviously, now, and we will release them at the appropriate time.
Senator Sanders has not said if he will resume campaigning before the October 15th primary debate, and the Dow lost 314 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I was making fun of my old Jewish uncles when we went to break. Because I talked to him for 20 minutes on the phone. I was a nice nephew, by the way. A great nephew, you know? Because I would call up my uncle. I won't say his name. I don't embarrass anyone. But I'd call up my uncle, like, every single month, 12 times a year, to ask him how he was. And it was 20 minutes of hearing what hospital he's going to, what doctor he's going to, this doctor, that doctor, Social Security story, Medicare story, doctor story, illness story. Everything was medical. If only he'd known about Liberty HealthShare. Is that a good segue or what? Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If only my uncle knew about Liberty HealthShare. It's good stuff for old men with prostate problems. There is a solution for your problems, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's not health insurance. It is Christian health sharing, which my old Jewish uncle would have, his eyes would have exploded. What do you mean Christian health sharing? Did I hate the Jews? He was funny. That's exactly what he would have said. And he wouldn't have understood that Wayne Root is a Jew, believes in Jesus, and loves Christian health sharing, has used it for 3 years, and it's fantastic, and they don't care that I'm Jewish. They love me, and they've taken such good care of my family. And you get to choose your own doctor and your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. This is the exact opposite of government-run health care, of the dream of liberals. This is the opposite. This is the nightmare of liberals. I get to pick anyone I want, and they pay the bill. And there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I'm a member. My kids are members, all four of my kids. It's my third year, and I've saved $54,000 just in premiums, and they took good care of me when I had kidney stones. Paid for the doctor, the hospital, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, everybody. All I paid was a deductible, small deductible, matter of fact. And they've done great for me. It starts at $107 a month for a single. It starts at $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll be taken great care of. We're here with our regular Tuesday afternoon guest, regular every Tuesday because he is the greatest, and our fans love him. New York Times bestselling author and law professor James Hurson, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, and he is here with all kinds of Hollywood stories. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So the big news story seems to be China and the NBA and Hollywood and the ass-kissing of Hollywood and the NBA for these communists, and they're willing to say anything and do anything and appease the Chinese in order to make money, because money is the holy grail to all these people, even though, well, none of them are Republicans or capitalists. They're all a bunch of socialists and communists and Democrats, and they have the nerve to tell you capitalism's no good, but they're willing to suck up to China and kiss their ass to simply make billions of dollars, correct?
Correct. Now, in the case of the NBA, China took real quick and strict action because the guy who's the general manager of the Houston Rockets, one of the winning teams in the NBA, just put out a tweet. It was just a real gentle tweet that said, that he supported the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong, which is really maintaining democracy movement is what it is. And China immediately reacted. They're offended. They're going to cancel the NBA preseason in China. I don't know exactly how much money that is, but knowing the population of China, it's a significant amount of money. It's at least tens of millions. It might be hundreds of millions. And so immediately, the NBA put pressure on this general manager, this guy, and he had to apologize for supporting Hong Kong, which is, by the way, hanging by a thread. And this is quite serious, because if Hong Kong goes, Taiwan is next. If China gets a taste for taking back what they perceive as their territory, it's going to be really, really bad for the world. And you're right. This has to do with the kind of unfortunate people that now run some big corporations and big institutions who lack patriotism. They act against the interests of the United States. And you mentioned Hollywood. Hollywood is one of the worst, because it's been going on for many years. Hollywood now knows that China is the second biggest movie market in the world. It is soon to be number one. And even though China grabs a lot of the money and you know, basically it has a quota system and everything else, they actually send scripts now to China to get their approval. Because they found out the hard way back when they did the remake of Red Dawn, the bad guys in the remake of Red Dawn were communist Chinese soldiers. And China got wind of it and let it be known that they wouldn't allow it into their country. And the film had already been shot, edited, and was ready to be released. And they went back and digitally altered the film and did some retakes to make the bad guys into North Koreans. And this has been repeated over and over again. World War Z, the origin of that zombie movie, the first zombie that took place was because of negligence that took place in China. And they had to go back and change the plot after the movie was already shot. And so now what happens is they send out a script and get the approval of the Chinese censors before they make the movie. So China is greenlighting a lot of films and altering the content. And there's all that cannot be touched. They can't do a documentary or a movie, a narrative movie about Tibet, which is persecuted by China. So it goes on and on. But that it's a very dangerous situation. And the Democrats and the rotten, corrupt media perpetuate this by focusing their energy in the wrong direction. For example, focusing on a country that they claim is our enemy, like Russia, which is a minor enemy, like Turkey, which is a minor enemy compared to China, which is a foreboding threat that wants to take our position as the world's greatest superpower.
All right. Other Hollywood news today would be Ellen DeGeneres, who refuses to apologize for sitting next to her friend George W. Bush at the Dallas Cowboys game. I'm actually quite surprised about this because I thought Ellen was a crazy liberal, and I assumed, being a lesbian in Hollywood, probably really hateful of Republicans like George W. Bush. I had no idea she was friends with George W. Bush, and I'm surprised she didn't cave to all the crazy liberals and the Antifa types who now are going to hate her. What's the background about all this?
Well, I think, the background is that she's been friends with George W. Bush and for the Twitterverse particularly, but the social media in general, this is an unforgivable sin from the left. And what it shows is we forget, we see all the visceral hatred for President Trump, and it is unprecedented. It is a much higher level. But the left hates all right-of-center people, period. They hated Reagan. They hated the Bushes. And so the idea that Ellen DeGeneres would actually acknowledge friendship with a Republican is she has to apologize for that. And, give her some props. She didn't apologize. She says, basically it's okay to be friends with people who don't agree with your political views. Well, that's a pretty nice novel thing. That's not the way the polarized United States of America is today. I'm sure you have. I have. I know lots of people that have lost friends. They've lost relationships with their own family over politics because it's so utterly polarized and hateful today.
Hashtag me too.
The level of hate.
Hashtag me too. It's happened. It's happened to me friends, great friends. It's happened to me with relatives. And it's amazing because I would never do it. It never even occurs to me to say to a cousin who's an extreme liberal Democrat, oh, I hate you. I'll never speak to you again. I can't ever see you again. We can't have a meal together. I say to all my friends who are liberal, let's go to dinner. And we got 1,000 things to talk about, a business. And let's not discuss politics. That's it. Promise me no politics. We go to dinner. And we're okay. They try to bring it up. They usually try, but I stop them. I nip them in the bud.
I'm sure you have some friends where you maintain the friendship and you just have an understanding, hey, let's not go there. And I have people that I do business with in the Hollywood community, and we have that understanding. But I also have people who say, you know, I've read your stuff, or I heard you on Wayne Allyn Root, and I never want to work with you again. I've had that. And so, but that's part of the territory, and that's okay, because this is a crucial time in American history where we who know what's going on have to stand up for our beliefs, because the country's at stake, and all of the values that we hold dear in this country are at stake. Can you imagine if we sat back and allow a President Elizabeth Warren to happen? You know,
let me ask you a question. Mr. Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood, how did Ellen DeGeneres ever become friends with George W. Bush in the first place? I never heard about that. Any idea?
That, I don't know the origin story, but I will say this. The Bushes are those type of people that would be friends with people they disagree with. You know that George Sr. and his wife were close friends with Bill Clinton. They called him an adopted son. And George W. Bush is friends with Bill Clinton. Now, they, you know, they're both ex-presidents, and they respect the office. But I'm not sure how Ellen got hooked up with George W. Bush. But she probably met him at some...
All right, Mr. Hollywood. Hold on one sec. We'll come right back. More with James Hurston. Wayne Allyn Root, we're on Unfiltered. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's such a wild news day. First of all, there are reports out that Hillary Clinton is going to announce she's in the presidential race on Friday. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. Maybe someone's being highly optimistic. Maybe someone's jumping the gun. Maybe she's talking about it. Maybe she's thinking about it. Because I've said, I think it's clear now she's thinking about it again. But as far as announcing, I can't imagine she'd announce this quick. Plus, she looks so sickly. I just can't believe she could take the rigors of a presidential campaign. But I do believe she's mulling it over very seriously and may get in. But I don't know about Friday, but that is the rumor. There's also a rumor out there that Justin Trudeau is fighting for his political life, the Prime Minister of Canada. He's in talks to suppress a politically career-ending sex scandal. Justin Trudeau could be out at home plate due to sex scandal, and Bernie Sanders is saying that he will slow down his pace on the campaign trail after a heart attack. He cannot campaign the same way that he used to. All of that coming out in the last few moments. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here, and silver maybe the best defense against colds and flu, and all the products of My Doctor Suggests are made of alkaline structured silver. Alkaline structured silver, great stuff, even better than colloidal silver, which I took for many, many years, probably for 20 years. This stuff blows it away, and it's been great for me. I would tell you all the things, but I want to get to James Herson. So let's just say this. It isn't available in stores, but you get 20% off every order when you tell them Wainwright sent you, and you get the free book, The Silver Miracle, which is a lifesaver. I love the book. Every time something is wrong with me, you know, no matter how minor it is or how major it is, I go to the Silver Miracle book and I look up what you take silver-wise to make it go away, and it always does. Great stuff. Call 866-660-9868, toll-free 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got our guests, James Herson, with us. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you. And what I want to say is, Hillary, please jump in. Please.
I know. Do I it. Agree. I love it. I love it. I think it'd be great. She'd be the instant front runner. She's already in third place, if predicted, for the Democratic nomination. I think she just breezed by Elizabeth Warren because politics is just about one thing and one thing only, name recognition. And she's got a brand, the Clinton brand. So she'll be number one, and she'll go on and, I guess, win the Democratic nomination. But I love that rematch. I think Trump will thrash her in the rematch, so good stuff. Let's talk about Joker, who's setting new box office records. The movie Joker, it's very controversial, and there's all kinds of conspiracy theories that there's going to be some sort of crazy people shooting people at movie theaters. What's the deal with this Joker, and should it be banned, or should it be given every single award possible?
Well, first of all, it was very predictable that you'd have this negative publicity because you think about Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, this incredible role that he played, and it inspired the Aurora, Colorado mass shooter. So because of that, you're doing a movie about the same character. The lead up to the movie had tons of consternation and concern, and it was incredible publicity, free publicity. And did you notice that in the lead up to the release of the Joker, that Hollywood, which has the best publicist in the world, said nothing? They didn't push back at all. And so the studio is looking at this publicity. And remember the old maxim, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And lo and behold, this thing comes out and breaks box office records. So there's people are asking questions. Hey, was this engineered? Was this constructed? Or certainly it was allowed and it happened. It was predictable. The other thing is, of course, this is released in the fall. This is not your typical comic book release because it's dark, because it's a virtuoso performance from Joaquin Phoenix. This is Oscar bait, big time. Heath Ledger won 20 awards. He won the Oscar when Dark Knight came out. I believe that Joaquin Phoenix will get a nomination. And I don't know how much of the other nominations this film will get, because it's probably about 70% of the mainstream critics are impressed by it. But here's the important thing. No, it shouldn't be banned. Hollywood puts out worse products than this. There are these films that feature slow death by torture, like Hostel, like the Saw franchise. There's a whole host of dark films going all the way back to Taxi Driver, Bonnie and Clyde. The thing about this film is it's not supernatural, it's not a fantasy, so it is definitely not for kids or sensitive teens. It's time for parents and uncles and aunts and grandparents to stand up and don't let their kids see the movie.
All right, you hear the music, time to run. It's far too short, always with all our great guests that we love, like James Hurston. His website, jamesherston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. All the Hollywood gossip, all the Hollywood entertainment news, it's always there. jamesherston.com, New York Times bestselling author. Love having on the show. Thanks, James, for coming on every Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne. Put on your suit. Go on TV.
I'm ready to go. Got the vest and the suit on today. It's a little different look. We're headed for Newsmax TV. Thank you, James. Newsmax TV coming up now. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Newsmax TV starts right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
.org.